This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised that the United States will stand with its European allies against Russia ahead of the president's first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden is set to leave Wednesday for Europe, where he will attend summits of both G7 and NATO, as well as hold a meeting with Putin in Geneva on June 16th. The summit comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years. There are tensions over hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. In an op-ed for The Washington Post published on Saturday, Biden promised to shore up Washington's democratic alliances in the face of multiple crises and mounting threats from Moscow and Beijing. Since taking office in January, Biden has ramped up pressure on the Kremlin. His comments likening Putin to a killer were met with fierce criticism in Moscow. But both leaders have expressed hope that relations can improve. Putin said Friday he expects a positive result from the talks. Britain's health minister said Sunday that the Delta variant of the coronavirus, first identified in India, has become the dominant strain in Britain and may be up to 40% more transmissible than the Alpha variant, first identified in Britain. Matt Hancock told reporters Sunday that the Delta variant could threaten plans to lift lockdown restrictions by June 21st. Hancock stressed the importance of getting vaccinated. He noted that early data show the vaccine is effective against the Delta variant after the second dose. Currently, 40% of the United Kingdom's population has been fully vaccinated. New cases of COVID-19 have dropped dramatically since Britain began its vaccination campaign. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Union voiced concern over Nigeria's decision to indefinitely ban Twitter after the U.S. social media giant deleted a tweet from the president's account for violating its rules. Last week, Twitter deleted a remark on President Muhammadu Buhari's account in which he obliquely threatened violence in a warning about recent unrest. He said those responsible for violent attacks on police and election officials will be treated, quote, in the language they understand. Nigerian telecoms operators complied with the government directive on Friday to suspend access to Twitter indefinitely. The presidency denied late on Saturday that the Twitter suspension was a response to the removal of that post. The diplomatic missions of the EU, U.S., Britain, Canada, and Ireland released a joint statement late Saturday saying banning means of communication and expression is not the answer. They said this is precisely the moment when Nigeria needs to foster inclusive dialogue. International human rights groups have also condemned the move. Twitter has played an important role in public discourse in Nigeria in the past. Hashtag Bring Back Our Girls occurred after Boko Haram kidnapped 276 schoolgirls in 2014. And during police anti-police brutality protests last year, the hashtag End SARS became popular. Israeli authorities on Sunday detained and released two prominent Palestinian activists who gained a global audience while fighting eviction from their homes in the Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. Israeli police arrested Mona El-Kurd, who was 23, at her home on Sunday. Her twin brother Mohammed later turned himself in after hearing the police were looking for him. Both have since been released. The El-Kurds are one of many Palestinian families facing eviction in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood because of Israeli settlements. They've amassed a social media following with their documentation of the area, popularizing the hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah. Palestinians are appealing an eviction decision in favor of Jewish settlers to Israel's Supreme Court. Those evictions are on hold. And the second baby for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex is finally here. Meghan gave birth to a healthy girl on Friday. A spokesperson for Prince Harry and Meghan said Sunday the couple had their second child, Lilibet or Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor, on Friday. The baby's name for Queen Elizabeth, using her nickname Lilibet, and for Harry's mother, the late Princess Diana. The baby is the eighth in line to the British throne. So far, no pictures have been released. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.